Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Big Party Morning Show is now available on the iHeartRadio app and everywhere you get your podcasts. Enjoy the show.
This is what's trending on the Big Party Morning Show.
So Omaha police have put out a warning. There are these basically counterfeit oxycodone pills that are out there,
all right,
and they're telling people, like, don't even touch them. Apparently, it's been causing overdose deaths in the metro area.
You're not saying that metaphorically, Doc. Don't touch them. Like, physically don't touch them. You can, like, get sick from touching them.
Yes. Like, physically don't touch them if you see them.
If you go through your skin, that's where, you know how sometimes cops start freaking out.
Okay.
They do a drug bust and they've handled it.
And they're like, oh, no.
Get into your blood system from you know,
just handling it.
All right, so don't touch them. What do you get?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how you speak to these people, because people that are doing oxycodone are pretty far down the deal, right?
I think
well,
so.
Well, yeah, I mean,
there's people that are addicted to oxy. I think one of them just moved out from my apartment. Seriously, it's sad.
It is very sad.
So I guess they range in color from like bluish to greenish. They have an M on one side and a 30 on the other. People think that they're getting oxycodone, but actually it's fentanyl, and it is like a million times more powerful.
But
so people are like,
but she didn't get it from Walgreens.
No.
I mean, he got it from a drug dealer. So it's saying that, you know, they're selling you bad batches.
Yeah, that there's a bad batch making its way through. But apparently it's been enough where the police are like, don't touch it. If you see it, call us, that kind of thing. A limited number of fans are going to be allowed at the U.S. Senior Open at OCC this summer.
Omaha Country Club. I forgot that was coming. Good deal.
You still don't know what level of superstar golfers
are going to be there.
How many? What's the number? 6,000? Something like that? How many?
7,000 gallery tickets available each day, which is great. I mean, that's a good number. Tickets are available now. Championship is scheduled for July 5th through the 11th.
Is that the event, Jeff, where they took people's phones? You can't have a phone out there or something?
We've only had it once.
Yeah.
I went the last time and I didn't have to give a phone.
Okay, all
right. That's not supposed to be a horrible... You're not supposed to get it out and walk around.
Okay.
Which you're not supposed to be doing, I think.
You shouldn't do that anyway.
Overall at golf things, but...
Yeah.
But I don't know in a regular year how many passes they gave away.
Is 7,000 seems like a lot of daily tickets.
I don't know how many people go to those things, but
are they saying what a capacity that is?
No, I'll have to find out what capacity was. They're just saying that now it's just going to be 7,000 gallery tickets available each day.
I mean, you know how gallery tickets go. It's the day that you use it.
Yeah. It's like the when we had the Cox Classic type stuff.
Those are fun to go to, though.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some famous people that have aged out. They're old enough that they can do it now, but you don't necessarily know if they're going to show up.
But it's kind of cool. I mean, like, the Senior Open attracts a lot of good star power, so it's a fun one, and OCC did a great job. So
Omaha Country Club, that is an incredible course, and so they redid that course years ago. They got it up to speed for the Senior Open.
Mm-hmm.
It was a gem before. It's just beautiful.
I know. I love driving by that thing. If you go towards the back area, it's beautiful.
I think it was actually harder before.
Was it really?
The holes, they changed because they were like, oh, these guys will get mad.
Yeah, because I went one time. I've golfed one time. I was with you, actually, and I never golfed it on ever again. It was so incredibly difficult.
They thank you.
They're like, is it caddy day?
Yeah.
Did we go down in the locker room?
No, I never made it inside, I don't think. I just know
And again, they thank you.
Yes.
If you can go down into the locker room.
Yeah, tuck in your shirt.
The Omaha Country Club. It is the who's who. Their names are on the lockers.
Ooh.
Like, you just see all these, you know, powerful people.
Well, you're
waiting for somebody just to walk up and be like, you are not...
You are not.
We can tell. You're here to clean shoes, aren't you?
Are you the new bathroom attendant?
Yeah. When you're golfing on different holes, they have, you know, places you can get snacks and drinks. It's all like the honor system stuff. It's like, wow, that's some...
Party was totally Caddyshack. Like, so I can just keep taking these?
Yeah. It's free, right? No. You write it down. Anyway, all right, what else is going on in the news?
So the rich people, Bill Gates and Melinda, the day that they filed for divorce, he gave her $1.8 billion in stocks. So they've started splitting up their vast fortune. There is no prenuptial agreement for Bill and Melinda. They've been married 27 years.
What was the term they used? Irretrievably broken.
Yes.
Irretrievably broken.
Never used that word before.
Yeah, that seems like a lot. So what?
I know. Seems kind of heavy. Irretrievably broken. Like no Gorilla Glue. It's not going to work.
Had an affair or something. Or maybe just fell out of love.
That's what I assume. Somebody's into somebody else.
That's what I'm curious about. Because apparently, and this is according to the Daily Mail in the UK, he has had a long-standing annual date with his ex-girlfriend. They get to go away for a weekend every year.
A weekend or a week?
A weekend.
Okay.
Like, it's like a weekend away with this woman named Anne, who was his, like, serious girlfriend before he met Melinda. So serious that when he met Melinda, it said that he, like, reached out to Anne, like, what do you think? Do you think I should marry her?
What does she do? Her name is Anne Winblad.
Yes.
What does she do when she's not having her one weekend?
I think she's married
too. Bill, because her significant other would have to be cool with this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's a financial person. And she's married. I mean, so this guy's
saying, saying the husband, he would have had to put up with this.
Yes, unless she lied.
That your wife has to go have her weekend with her ex-husband, Bill Gates.
Isn't it kind of like an indecent proposal? Like, I mean, you're like, yeah, I'm spending a weekend with my ex-boyfriend, but my ex-boyfriend's Bill Gates. You're like, oh, okay.
I mean, painting it like that, but yeah, who knows?
You know what I'm saying?
There's like, a lot of freaky stuff rich people do that we know nothing about.
That they dated from 84 and they split up in 1987.
But she must have made some sort of impression because he still goes away every week, one weekend a year with her in North Carolina. Apparently, she's got a place there. Their place. Pandora, it's the world's largest jeweler, and they have announced that they will exclusively use lab-created diamonds. No more mined diamonds. All of them will be synthetic.
Does that take away the allure?
I just think it's a bold move. They're saying it's an environmental thing.
I mean, it was the difference between, you know, it was a big deal if you gave somebody a fake diamond.
It was zirconia or whatever.
Cubic zirconia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now these lab-made diamonds are supposedly diamonds. I mean, they grow them in a lab, but it's the same chemical makeup as whatever you would mine.
And that's what you girls were always into, the chemical makeup. That's what you ladies always really cared about, the chemical makeup. You know, it's not the shininess of it. I'm really into the science. What's the chemical makeup? If a woman found out you gave her a cubic zirconia and lied and said it was a real diamond, you'd get murdered.
I know somebody.
Oh, and now the world's largest jeweler says, we're going to make fake diamonds.
And you're going to like it because that's all you're going to get. Well, I think, I'm guessing they're going to be cheaper?
Yes.
Okay.
Much different price point than mined diamonds. I guess Pandora already uses recycled gold. And they've offered lab-made diamonds, but people usually are like, yeah, my wife will kill me. I need a real diamond that somebody, like, lost their life to mine so she could wear it.
Right, diamond we assume then takes the whole price out of the market. Does that make real diamonds more?
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that.
Valuable. It's, you know that Gates has given his one-week-a-year girlfriend the real thing still?
Yes.
Imagine if you find out that Bill Gates has been giving you cubic zirconia. Like, that is even just...
I know someone that they're no longer married, but that had happened to them. They, you know, he passed it off as a real diamond ring. And
that's always the story. You go get it assessed.
Yeah, that's how
and
it happens.
The guy's like, it's fake.
Yep, fake diamonds.
Oh, that's a... Right.
But I assume you get a second opinion, because I always thought when you take it in and the guy goes, this is fake.
Like, you do they swap it out in the back?
It's real. He's just waiting to see if you fall for that. I'll give you $50. And then how often do they go in the break room and they're like, I just got $50 for a real diamond.
I'm amazing.
All right, 938-9400. That's into this show. We'll take your call. Stay with us.
Tap that app for exclusive app-only ways to win. You got the free Channel 94.1 app yet? You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Welcome to the show. I'm stinky today, and I apologize to the GAN right now. Is that an HR violation?
I'm sure people can get in trouble if you're gross and purposely like aggressively farting on. I mean, guys do it to each other and we think it's funny. It's still gross, but I'm sure there's some jerk someplace on earth who farts on Lisa because she didn't go out on a date with him. And then that's
she's like,
HR.
You know what? I'm going to HR.
But Party, you already committed his crime.
Yeah, I did. I didn't, you know, you just don't know until it happens. And you know, it's your own stuff. And we're in, and as I'm sitting here thinking about it, I'm like, I think I have the perfect job because, I mean, of course, I'm in a room. I think if I laid that out and I was a banker, that people would be like, excuse me, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
You're saying if you were a banker and you talked about your farts?
No, if I did farts, like in, you know, in a group work atmosphere in the office or something like that, I'm sure that would be
frowned upon. Yeah, they frown on that in executive circles.
So I just want to apologize to Jeff.
You can fart into the microphone if you wanted to.
I know.
Take out the middleman.
I don't want to do that.
Don't. Please, no.
Yeah, but there's
what did you eat? Yeah, what do you think is the culprit? Or is it just your alchemy today?
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, I had some quesadillas. So that must be what it is. You know, you have the beans and all that fun stuff.
So,
jeez, working its way through your system.
So authentic.
Yeah. Quesadilla. I didn't have any margaritas, though.
You made them or got
them? Wiley made them. I do primarily all the cooking because I love to cook, you know. And she does a couple things. Like, she'll make this great tuna noodle casserole type thing, you know, and then she makes the tacos and the quesadillas, you know, so good stuff. I bring it good.
Right.
I prepped for this conversation.
All right. Something's not. Don't blame the quesadillas.
Yeah, I know. Something inside me.
Something else is, like, going on. Yeah. It's the, you know.
Yeah, we have the weirdest conversations in the radio. Nick Haley, him and I had a conversation yesterday about dogs eating baby bunnies.
Oh. Well, that's what they do.
They do that, I know. And he's concerned about his dog. And I said, my dog Wrigley did that, and it was the grossest thing because it came back up.
Awful.
Yeah.
People listening are like, why don't you go back to farting on the radio again? I mean, you feel bad for the baby rabbits,
yes.
but in nature,
it happens.
Mama animals sometimes do the same thing.
Yes, they do.
You can't just blame the dirty dog. Sometimes mama.
Oh, dog's just
there.
Doing its dog thing.
Yeah, dogs are doing dog
things. That's what's terrible is that in the animal world, a litter of little babies is basically food. That's a platter of quesadillas to someone else.
I wonder what their butts are like today.
With the Big Party Morning Show.
I just go crank the volume.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Time to spill the tea
on the Big Party Morning Show.
So this summer, we will find out who will be replacing legend Alex Trebek as the host of Jeopardy. They've been doing this revolving guest host to come up with, you know, like, who's the good fit. But yesterday, the executive producer said that when they start filming in late July or early August, they'll do so with the official successor.
Okay.
So this summer we find out who carries on at the podium.
Well, they have guest hosts through the summer.
Yes.
And you're saying they're going to announce the permanent host in because in July it's George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts and then LeVar Burton and then David Faber, Joe Buck is going to be a guest.
Joe Buck is? Okay.
That's in August.
So they're going to...
No, I thought that was in June and July that those guys were doing it. Because
I'm looking at a schedule right here, upcoming Jeopardy. Because right this week, it's Bill Whitaker from 60 Minutes.
Okay.
They're saying Anderson Cooper has had the worst ratings of any of the guest hosts so far.
No!
I thought he did fantastic.
But does that mean he wants it? Like, can Anderson... Like, who guest hosts that... is up for the job. Some of these, they're just doing it for promotional.
Yep. I think LeVar Burton is really like...
LeVar Burton wants it.
Yeah, he wants it.
And I think Aaron Rodgers said he wanted to do it.
Yes.
And they're also saying that most likely whoever's going to replace, you know, to fill the shoes is someone who has auditioned on here. They're not just going to pick somebody who hasn't done this before.
So yeah, like it will be somebody that we saw.
Yeah. I wonder who that would be.
Well, Ken Jennings, everybody was like angling for him, but then they didn't like him as the host.
But he didn't want to do it. You know, he's got his own weird show going on.
Right.
So.
But I'm just saying, like, some people thought like, oh, well, here's, you know, the greatest Jeopardy player. Like, maybe this will be. And that was ended up not being the right fit for fans.
He's had the best ratings, but it might be just that the ratings are starting to fall because the reality is setting in. It's not Alex Trebek. It doesn't matter who you put in there.
Yes, you're right. It could be that, too.
No Jeopardy.
I mean, I've seen only a couple of them, but the ones that I saw, I thought Anderson Cooper did great.
I tried making my family watch The Family Feud last night.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Peter's like, no. Hard pass.
They didn't want to watch it.
Not with, I mean, because it's not the, I mean, it's the new one, right? With, oh my God.
Steve Harvey, who does
yes,
it?
Yes, okay. Phobias.
Yes.
I just wanted to watch it for Steve Harvey. Like, I was like, I don't care what these families have to say. I just want to see some Steve Harvey. I was outvoted. The mustache did not win. The Billboard 2020 Music Awards are coming up May 23rd. NBC will be airing them live, and they're hosted by Nick Jonas. And it looks like The Weeknd is leading the pack. 16 categories he's nominated for. Big difference from how he got snubbed at the Grammys. Apparently, Billboard Music Awards actually following how successful he's been in this last year. But he's up for a lot of categories. They have Billie Eilish. Best Female Artist is Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Dua Lipa, Megan Thee Stallion, or Taylor Swift. So this is all coming up the next big award show, May 23rd. And Pete Davidson is apparently getting rid of his tattoos.
Is this real?
Yes. How do you do that?
He's having them. He says he's having them burned off.
I think it's funny because his character in the King of Staten Island is, you know, putting terrible tattoos on people.
Yes.
That need to get laser removed, and then now he's that guy.
That sounds, he was tired.
Like a prank.
He said he was tired of sitting in, like, he wants to do more movies, right? And in order to do movies, he's got to sit in the makeup chair for them to cover up all of these horrible tattoos for hours. And so he's like, forget it. I will just go ahead. And I mean, it sounds unbelievably painful.
I would guess so. How do you get them off? I don't know. Laser?
Laser.
Okay.
I mean, so people have all seen King of Staten Island.
It's
right?
Great.
We've all seen it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a joke on himself what he does to the back of Bill Burr, because that's kind of what his tattoos look like.
Yes.
They're terrible.
The character on the back, it was like all over the place. There's no rhyme or reason. Some of them are stupid. That's what his body looks like.
I know. It's amazing.
Tattoos look like something somebody drew on you when you were drunk and passed out. But these are permanent tattoos.
Yeah, he's not made some good choices in the ink department.
So I don't know how that works, I guess. Does it scar you? Does it, I guess, so many questions.
It can leave, I mean, like, I've seen tattoo removal before, and depending on the tattoo, depending on, like, the darkness, you know, like, what kind of pigment and things like that, it all depends. But some of them, I mean, it just fades. I mean, some, they're, like, gone, but some of them, it's still sort of like, there's a whisper of it there.
Molly's pretty tatted up.
Yeah, she's got sleeves.
No, but I've had friends that went crazy in their 20s and then all of a sudden got, like, you know, jobs in their 30s and started getting them all removed. It's really expensive, too.
I don't know if Molly's ever admitted she has one, but collectively, there's only two tattoos among the three humans.
Mm-hmm. No, I have one.
Okay.
I have one on my back. And it's... I mean, it was painful to get.
Where is it? Is it a tramp stamp?
No, it's not a tramp stamp. It's on my lower back, like on the side. And it's the Celtic tree of life. Ooh. So the branches grow into the roots. And the whole idea is that it's the only permanent thing in my life.
Is it still a tree or is it a set of bushes? Is it a shelter belt? It's grown into a shelter belt.
How big?
Hey,
how
big? Be kind.
I'm kidding.
It's still a tree.
Maybe like Jeff and I should. I should at least move my tattoo. We got called out the other day by a buddy. They were just curious. Why do you guys have matching tattoos? Like, we're in a gang.
But how are you gonna move it?
I just get it somewhere else. I guess. I don't know.
They're permanent. You'd have to get it removed.
I'd have to get another one. Yeah, I know that.
Tell them to pick it up and move it.
I just want this moved. Could you just cut and paste?
Just get rid of this one and move it over to the other arm, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, my mom lost her stuff when she found out I had a tattoo. I mean, it was a whole...
But what was the year that you did it?
I was in college. So I was maybe...
When it wasn't in Vogue.
19 or 20 at the time. No, it was not. There was, like, there was it's a time not now.
When people would shame you for getting a tattoo.
Sure.
Because
not
unless
anymore.
You were a biker,
sailor,
or in the Marines, you didn't get
or
one.
Done hard time. Oh, yeah. My mom, there were tears. There were tears.
Oh, your skin.
My poor Irish mother.
Yesterday was Adele's 33rd birthday, and she posted photos. God, she looks better than all of us.
I know. She looks fantastic.
I mean, she just keeps losing weight.
33 years old. That's all she is. Well, I know. I saw. Wow. You can't even recognize her barely. She looks fantastic. All right. We got What's Trending coming up at 7:10. Molly, What's Trending?
Move over Tide Pod Challenge. Apparently, eating rotten meat is the latest trend.
All right, we'll get to that.
Wake up, you got to get up. So get up off that sexy brown thing. The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Let's do this. Wake up. Here's what's trending
on the Big Party Morning Show.
High meat. Oh, yeah. So I guess some people are online are swearing by a new and disgusting trend where it is eating rotten raw meat that apparently gives you like euphoria or hallucinations. People call it high meat.
Is it like a TikTok trend?
It's yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily know if it's like TikTok. It's just more like that online kind of like do it, man. It's
like a challenge.
Yes.
You're doing it to be an idiot and, you know, oh my God, I did it.
Yes.
I ate bad meat and got high.
Yeah. They're saying that it is something where, I mean, some doctors are like, yeah, I guess the bacteria. I mean, some of this stuff is like, it's raw. I mean, it's raw, rotten meat that's like been left out for years.
What?
Yes. I mean, we're not talking about like it's untreated meat that's been out for months, even years, and it becomes rancid and then people eat it and they're like, wow. I can see colors.
And then do you die?
I mean, well, that sounds terrible.
It just comes from the idiot category, you know, because the headline is eating, the people eat old raw meat, claim it gets them high. It comes from the like, all right, knock yourself off. I'm sure there's all kinds of horrible things you do that can make you feel high, but then you're damaged
you're
yourself.
Dying.
Right?
I mean,
yes.
Wow.
I mean, botulism is real. You know, you could get really horrible food poisoning, which would, you know, possibly make you very sick / hospitalized.
What we got to see is when these celebrity chefs take this over, you know, and
start
you
making
have a multi-course
it like,
meal and it's going to give you a nice high.
Yes, they bring it to you on a, you know, like those trays.
Here's year-old carts. Dead rabbit.
Roadkill.
Smells rotten.
Still smells better than anything coming out of you.
I don't know.
Not a good day. Well, this is one way to celebrate Beef Month. The governor announced that May is Beef Month.
And in Nebraska?
Come out, okay. Yeah, with a beef passport program to promote people to get out there and eat beef.
I mean, at restaurants or just anywhere?
Everywhere. Anywhere. He spoke yesterday. He was at a steakhouse in Lincoln.
Okay.
To say which one?
No, I didn't see which one.
People always come to town and ask us, you know, where...
Where do you get a steak?
And we say, anywhere and everywhere.
They're all good here.
You really can't nitpick. You can get a great steak anywhere. Mm-hmm. High-end, you can spend a lot of money for one. You can get by an okay one.
Yeah, you can, definitely.
Or you can go to the grocery store and buy yourself a steak.
Just don't leave it out on the counter and then eat it like a year later and get high meat going.
So where do we get our beef passport?
I think it's just a program to promote the beef eating. It's not like a physical passport. It's just him trying to get out there, you know, because people are pushing back. People are all like been lately like, hey, man, it's bad for the environment. Eat plant-based stuff.
Then eat it.
Ricketts is like digging in like, no, beef. It's what's for dinner.
God, we've got those Piedmontese. I got to get another batch.
I'm with you.
I ate the entire box. They'll ship you the
beef. Oh, my gosh,
beef.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean,
it that much.
It only lasted that long because we waited, but it was a
good-sized
box of steaks, but we'd had it for months.
Yeah, it is a good
steak. I'd stare at those things in the freezer and think, don't, you know, because I could have eaten all of them in 1 week. It was like, save them for special occasions. And
you know
nothing
what?
Nothing like taking one out of the freezer and thawing it out in the fridge and the countdown to when you're eating it.
Yep. Every day is a special occasion. You just got to count it as that. Just eat them all up.
You never know.
It's a steak month. All right, get your steak.
Peloton is recalling all of their treadmills Last month there was the report of injuries, and then there was actually the death of a child. And the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission urged people to stop using Peloton treadmills if you have small children or pets.
What's the flaw, though? Because we were saying, is something wrong with a Peloton or something wrong with parental supervision?
I haven't seen one in person yet. So
treadmills can be dangerous with any kid. What's different with a, you know, if you turn it on, it's going 100 miles an hour, and a kid steps on it, it'll
buzz you off. I saw one kid get sucked underneath it somehow,
So there's your design flaw.
Yeah, right. Somehow they're getting sucked underneath it if the thing catches them. I just think there's no, you know, thing that shuts it off for safety. But then again, if you have Peloton, it's no, because I don't have a Peloton. I just have a treadmill.
We have like a NordicTrack, like we have a treadmill, but it's got the clip. You know, so if we ever let the kids, and when I say kids, like 9 years old, walk on it, we're in the room and they have the clip on. I mean, and they're going like...
If you slip it on, it's the kill switch is what they call
exactly.
it. They have them on jet skis. So, you know, if you fall off a jet ski, you got the key wrapped around your wrist.
Doesn't keep going.
Peloton initially was like pushing back on this. Like, well, just don't have your small kids or pets. So this is the company now like, okay... If you want to return your treadmill, we'll give you a full refund. I mean, the Peloton is now recalling all the treadmills back. So obviously it must be some sort of design
fail. They were doing so well. Their ads are all over the place.
They are. Everyone seems to have one almost.
Are they the ones with the mirror now too? What company is that with the mirror? Have you seen that where it's like you can hang it and then like you're working out and it's like a TV mirror?
Sounds like a question for Google. I don't know.
Oh, no. I mean, it's something. I just couldn't remember if Peloton was the company behind it. And it just looks ridiculous. It's like basically a full-length mirror.
Home gym got big, obviously, was a good moment to strike during COVID. When you're stuck at home and think about that, what a window. People who go, none of us go to gyms. Consistently. No. People weren't allowed to go to a gym for a year, which is insane.
Yeah, and people were afraid
to go. So these companies were like, all right, it's now the home gym. We got a strike. And so it was basically every existing home piece of equipment, but they added an iPad to it.
That's it. That's it. And a program.
And a workout program.
Yeah. And they pay for it and you can just do it.
Yeah. These things are like $3,000. They have like the NordicTrack vault. It's so crazy to look at it. And I mean, it just looks like a haunted mirror. There's somebody on the other side like talking you through.
Telling you to work out.
Work out, demons. Twitter has a new feature that will help you maybe not be so mean the next time you want to tweet. It detects mean replies and prompts users to review. Like, hey, you want to review this before tweeting? Twitter users will have three options in response. Tweet as is, edit, or delete. So basically, it's like the governor now.
It's like the kill switch.
It's in effect right now.
It's rolling out this week. So it tested it a year ago, and social media companies were, you know, initially like, just let people, let them do whatever they're going to do. Now, apparently.
They're just asking, are you sure about this? It's almost like it should pop. It should wait 5 minutes.
I've seen that when you want to retweet stuff. Like if you go to retweet, they're like, have you read it? Like they stop you.
How creepy. I think the whole thing is creepy. It's time to get rid of Twitter.
I'm with you, man. I'm falling further away from Twitter. It is bizarre. You put in a word and it automatically says, hey.
Well, we used to call it, it's the equivalent of how far away from Chinese Google. Pretty simple. Chinese Google, you put in Tiananmen Square, it doesn't show up. Mm-hmm. Well, I should type it. I mean, you add that effect to the internet censoring and then where do you stop?
I know.
Why don't you just not ask that question? Now it's... Why don't you just not send that tweet? Because we've already decided we don't like what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. They decide, they ask you, and you get to choose again. All right, 938-9400.
Channel 94.1. Always have a Big Party Morning Show podcast with one tap.
Just tap that app.
And you've got Channel 94.1 free app. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Should stop with the shortages. I saw in the news last night there's a possible flower shortage for Mother's Day.
Yeah, my husband's been telling me about it all week.
Jeez.
Like roses, not the kind you make cookies with.
Yeah.
I thought, well, Mom shouldn't be baking on Mother's Day.
No, this is like if you wanted to gift your mother something real, you know, a bouquet. This is coverage for all the bad children out there that are like, Mom, flower shortage. I wish I could have done it.
Well, what are the biggest flower day? It's got to be Valentine's Day. What's second place? Is it Mother's Day?
Probably.
Is it?
I mean,
okay.
As a standalone, because usually, like, it's a safe bet. Like, you might do other stuff for your mom, but you're like, hey, here's some flowers. Like, I always think of it as a big day for garden centers.
I'm horrible.
Because usually it's the day, like, you're like, let's get planting.
I've ever bought my mom a flowers.
Jeff, I'm with you. I'm now I'm feeling like a little bit of bad sunlight. It's chocolate, stuff like that.
Some moms aren't flower people, though. I mean, you know, like your mom might not just be like a, I mean, she might be more of like a, I would rather have chocolates than flowers. You know, I mean, not everybody digs a floral arrangement. I mean, I like flowers, but it's
I
also
like flowers.
I mean, I'm not like devastated if there aren't any given to me on Mother's Day. It's not like, well,
I
this
like
was,
I know, but I'm saying it's usually not something you ask the person like, do you mind if I bring flowers? It's just something you bring.
It's something you bring.
Like, hey, I brought you flowers.
Like a bottle of wine.
And then it's, my children don't know that I'm not a flower person.
There probably are moms out there, though, that are like, they give me flowers every year. I hate them.
I like flowers.
I like flowers.
And some of those women flowers. Are saying, I don't like flowers. Well, then they won't be bothered this year by the flower shortage.
No, they will not.
I would be more upset if they said that there was like a rosé shortage instead of a rose shortage. Like if I was like, all of a sudden my husband's like, yeah, there's not going to be any rosé this weekend. I'd be like, well, you better get on top of that. Figure out where you're going to find that.
I like flowers.
I like flowers.
I guess the big holidays are for flower giveaway. Obviously Valentine's Day, yeah. Mother's Day, and Christmas.
Christmas flowers. I never even would even imagine so.
I like flowers.
So we all learned something today.
I mean, if you think of
wow
stuff people put around the tree, the red.
Yeah, the red. What are those? Poinsettias.
Poinsettias.
I guess that would be considered a flower as well.
Remember, you know, so. I'm not a flower person.
You don't like flowers, Jeff?
Or a plant
I
person.
Like flowers.
Remember, you're succulent.
Did Lucy, does she, I was been thinking about Lucy every day this week. Is she really a goner? Lucy, the succulent I gave you?
Marlene
even asked me.
It's,
I was like,
it's a plant that shattered.
Yeah.
I mean.
Did you throw it away? Or
I don't know what you want me to do with it. It's a dead. It died.
I know.
Oh.
I can keep pouring water on a dead thing.
Yes, please do.
All right. No, if it's dead, it's dead, I guess.
I mean, it fell off the ledge and it broke at all the stem, you know, broke at the stem.
Okay. Oh, aww. It's a goner then. I didn't know it broke at the stem. Those things, them succulents are very fragile.
Yeah, it came apart like a spider.
Okay. Farewell, Lucy. All right, the tea's coming up next. 10 minutes. Hang on. We got Britney Spears in the news. She's going to court, I guess. And we're going to tell you why. Stay with us.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
If it's influencing us,
we're talking about it.
Ooh. Time to spill the tea.
So, Britney is going to be speaking to the judge at her next conservatorship.
Britney Spears?
Britney Spears. But this is the thing. She's not trying to petition to get out of her conservatorship. She's fine with the conservatorship. She wants her dad out. So she is saying she will not perform again as long as her dad is part of the conservatorship.
I feel like I know too much about Britney.
I feel like it's Groundhog Day with all these stories. In a parallel universe, she's in court every day. It's always the same two headlines about her dad.
It's always
if I'm her agent, I'd be like, here's a change. Let's write a song or sing a song.
I know. Not until her dad's out.
And stop talking about a I didn't even heard the term conservatorship before in my life until Britney Spears.
I don't think many people have. It seems like we're just, I mean, listening to a daughter that doesn't like her dad now, and, you know.
I don't know where you break on the whole free Britney. I am a free Britney person. Not a flower guy, but definitely a free Britneyer.
We're never learning so much.
This is Stupid Show Thursday.
I guess the thing about it is like she's fine with all the... She's like, I can have a full life. I just don't want my dad as part of it. Like, she's fine with the conservatorship. She knows it's probably protected her from making really stupid financial decisions.
So in this story, does
Sounds like we already have a song here. I don't want my dad in that. There you go, Britt. There's a song.
Oh, gosh.
Make it work. Billboard Music Awards are coming up May 23rd. They'll be airing on NBC, hosted by Nick Jonas. And The Weeknd leads the way. He's the finalist in 16 categories, so he could be having a great night, unlike the Grammys that completely blocked him out. But The Weeknd's up for top artist, top male artist, top hot 100 artist. It's all The Weeknd all day. And DaBaby is the next one with 11 nominations. So this is coming up.
DaBaby. When is this?
May 23rd.
Okay, all right. Right on the corner.
So Sunday, May 23rd, Nick Jonas. You're going to be able to maybe
Aren't
see
you
some
excited?
Live music.
Just Nick alone coming out.
I
there?
Know.
Just right there. You're already winning.
You're already winning.
Sure. Are you a Nick Jonas guy?
No, I love flowers.
Yes, I'm sorry. You're a flower guy, not so much a Nick Jonas guy.
All right. We did it all out. Marvel wants to do a Blade reboot. I'm against this.
Why? But we like Blade, so...
Yes.
Why you know, they redo it? Everything, so they're redoing...
No, because Wesley Snipes was the perfect Blade, and I don't think that we can outdo what has already been done. I don't think that we need to go ahead and do it all again. They're saying Oscar winner Mahershala Ali.
Which, do you dig that actor? He's cool.
I know. That's what makes it tough.
A bad replacement. You got a cool... Like, Mahershala Ali is like the Wesley Snipes of his time.
Yes. That's then maybe that'll fit. I mean, I don't even know what Wesley Snipes has been up to.
You know what? Ironically, though, you know Stephen Dorff should still be in it.
Yes, because he's ageless.
Yeah, because the guy doesn't age like a vampire.
Seriously.
He needs to be back as Deacon Frost. No matter how long they do Blade movies, it will always be Stephen Dorff as Deacon Frost.
I ran into Stephen Dorff in Cabo at a restaurant, and I was like, I loved your work in Blade.
Did you take
and what
him?
Did he say? Come to my
he
room.
He laughed. He smiled. He sent drinks over. He was like, that's hysterical. I was like, I mean, you were amazing in Blade. Like, I had obviously had a couple tequilas. I was in Mexico on vacation feeling no pain and decided that it was okay to tell Stephen Dorff that I thought he was amazing in
Blade. He was doing those e-cigarette ads for a while. It's not an e-cigarette. It looks like a cigarette, but it was a fake cigarette.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of the same thing as I think it's a one-time user or something like that.
But his ad was like, don't give up on your freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a sexy guy.
So is that the only cast member we know of the new Blade?
So possibly Mahershala Ali. This is just them trying to get to reboot. So they're looking for a director, looking for all this. The big thing for Marvel is going to be Black Widow coming out July 9th.
So I'm going to be naughty. I'm going to be a naughty vampire god.
What?
Where's that from?
It's from Blade. He's going to be a naughty vampire. This is a theme song to Blade. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, it's techno.
Because they're always in a club.
Uh-huh.
You know, Wesley Snipes is going in a club looking for vampires.
Strobe lights. What?
They're creatures of the night.
Remember the one vampire party where it starts off and the sprinklers go off and it's blood?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, all the humans realize that they're not guests. They're part of
their food. It's kind of one of the best reboots or a creative telling of the vampire genre.
I love it.
It's fantastic. Of basically a samurai who's part undead, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And goes in their world and hacks them up, and they're afraid of him.
Yes.
He's a daywalker. Remember, that's the whole thing. Is that he is a vampire.
And you don't want them to redo that beautiful premise.
No! It's perfect as is. It needs no adjustments. All of the good things.
I guess we'll see. I'd like you. I mean, I love the Blade. You know, all the stuff that, you know, Wesley Snipes has done with that. I just don't know what he's been up to. Maybe he'll still be in it, though.
Will they bring Ryan Reynolds back?
Exactly. You That's know, why I think he's kind so of dead. Good.
Parker
dead,
Posey.
His Deadpool character.
Something new.
Kind of came out of... One of the Blades. That was the first time I'd ever seen him do his little dry, snarky
yes,
dude with a sword, which is like Deadpool.
You bet.
The Big Party Morning Show on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1. This is what's trending on the Big Party Morning Show.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You're rich and you want to make history going to space. Here's your shot. Bidding is now underway for the first space tourism trip, and it's happening July 20th.
I think they need to do a Willy Wonka thing. You know, they need to have one seat is available, and I don't know if the modern version is a candy bar, but something.
Something spacey. Something
space. Telescope.
Where you go out there and make a small purchase, but the more purchases, the more chances to win.
Moon pies. How about
you
that?
You know, a lottery ticket, some kind of deal.
Willy Wonka. Moon pies.
You could be advertising. There's one more seat. Like, I wouldn't give it away until the week of.
Okay.
The launch.
Then you got to go.
Got to go.
So this is Jeff Bezos' space venture, Blue Origin. Mm-hmm. This is their Shepard rocket. And it'll launch its first astronaut crew to space on July 20th. And the reason he chose that date is because July 20th will mark the 52nd anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing.
Oh, look at that. So that's this year then?
Yes.
Well, that's
I mean, they're talking like this summer. Hope you're ready. Hope you don't have any plans.
I mean, the spaceships fly themselves now, so you're basically just a bus passenger.
Yes, you don't have to do anything. You're just
it's like
look
taking
out
one of those big old orbit buses into the sky.
Ooh.
Six passengers. So five of them are already like spoken for, and then this is the sixth seat.
Do you want to go to space? Molly, are you dreaming of being one of these passengers?
Never.
God, but you're fascinated by these stories though.
I love space. I love the concept of space. I love the ingenuity that these that it's just amazing to me. Zero interest in going into an airless black hole.
So you don't love space.
No, she just said she loved space.
Oh, she loves space.
She doesn't love space travel.
Oh. Two different things.
I like space from here. Like, wow, that's cool. Like, let's build all this stuff. That's great. No, after you as far as going. Not interested. Omaha Public Schools will not be doing remote learning next year.
By the way, today is the 60th anniversary of the first American going into space.
Yeah, that's right. It is, isn't it?
60 years ago today, Alan Shepard became the first American to, you know,
get up there. Yeah, how'd you miss that little space lover?
Sorry. He wasn't up there very long.
No, he just up and went down. Up.
Yeah, exactly. But the Shepard rocket that Bezos has is named after Alan Shepard. That's why it has
And Alan Shepard was a stud. Just real quick, we're on the space talk. If you guys all have Disney Plus, you watch The Mandalorian, anyone out there listening, you got to go watch the redo of The Right Stuff, the series.
Oh,
I haven't seen it yet. I know
I thought
it's there.
You did.
No, I watched the first one, but it's a series.
With the actors.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And they really, the character of Alan Shepard, man, they make him out to be a scoundrel. But like he was a player.
Yeah.
All these guys are just Molly. They were alphas. They probably wouldn't work today. They kind of reveal that NASA had to clean up a lot of their extracurricular activities.
Indiscretions.
They were very cocky people.
And they
people.
Basically make John Glenn to kind of, and even though Glenn was this amazing character, John Glenn was clean cut and military and played by the rules, and he was kind of always getting mad, like, you guys can't act like this.
Yes, but they loved each other.
Partying and being out with other women. We're all married men. And remember, in the military, you can't be
You're not supposed to,
unfaithful.
Yeah.
No, you cannot.
But anyway, it's on Disney. Go watch it.
So the other thing that's happening in space is that rocket that you were talking about yesterday, Jeff, the Chinese rocket is going to be coming into the Earth's atmosphere on Saturday, and
where?
They don't know where it's going to be. No, they don't know. They say they won't have any idea until like a few hours ahead of time.
Again, another promotional opportunity. I would say if it hits your house, you get free Wi-Fi for a year.
It's 100 people will be out there running long underneath section.
It. It would be great if it landed
here.
Like if it landed on your mother-in-law that you hate.
Oh, you'd have to hate her to be glad.
Right. And a Chinese space booster rocket lands on your mother-in-law.
So they have any idea where this thing is even headed?
No. They have no. They say they will. They won't know where this 100-foot-long piece of space debris will end up until like a few hours before it comes.
Okay.
So everybody's like on high alert. Like everyone's like, I don't know. Could be anywhere. Sort of just we'll find out Saturday.
Driving down the road, listening to the music.
Yes, exactly.
You know what? That's life. I mean, how is that any different? You don't know.
You don't know.
Any minute of the day, you're driving down the road, listening to the music.
And then, bam!
There's no guarantees.
There's no guarantee at all.
Gotta live life.
And that's how I am when I drive now, because of you, my friend Jeff. How you told me driving is like Russian roulette. I was like, now I just stare. I stare so far ahead of people coming towards me. I'm like, are you going to swerve into me? You've put panic in my life.
You're now a crazy defensive driver.
Now I never drive on the inside when I'm driving down Dodge.
You've put panic in my life.
Yeah, I drive on the outside.
I just met on a 2-lane highway.
Yes.
You don't necessarily focus on the fact the cars going the other way are just one move over in your lane.
Yes.
And it's over.
Yes. Thank you.
So but the Russian roulette, I was just saying, imagine your car is a gun aimed directly at them.
And there's the opposite.
And theirs is a gun aimed directly at you. You both have your finger on the trigger.
Yeah. Like, Wylene probably can't sleep when I'm on those roads if we're traveling, because semis is what gets me the most. So when a semi is heading towards me, I swerve towards the shoulder every time.
That's not terrible. That's not a terrible idea to do.
Yeah, because that'd be awful.
I'm glad I put fear in your life.
You put fear in my life.
What you need to do... You said that she can't sleep in the car?
No, I said I don't know how she would be able to sleep because I keep swerving back and forth, you know, whenever a truck is coming towards me.
Oh, so you've never been able to do the prank where you let her sleep and then...
No, not yet.
You turn on your
phone. Oh, my God!
And you wake her up like, screaming.
No, not yet.
Just kidding.
But I have been, you know, that classic one where it looks like a semi-truck's being towed from behind.
Right.
I have been in that situation where she's sleeping and I pulled up onto that and it crossed my mind, Jeff.
Because the truck is facing you and it would be so good. 3, 2, 1, you wake up and you go, like we're about ready to crash that on.
Would be even greater if you can set it up where she's maybe someone's sleeping, right? And you pull onto a railroad track or near it. And as the train's coming, you scream.
Then you make the news. Train car collision. I can be
man,
like,
man, killed by wife.
I'm like, he sucked at pranks.
He was not great at it.
But he loved flowers.
Loved
him. But he loved flowers.
Gosh.
A dream honeymoon for one couple turned into a nightmare when what they first thought was her husband just getting a case of athlete's foot turned out to be hookworms burrowed into his feet.
Gross.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they had gone to Barbados, having a beautiful time, just loving life. And then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, I've got red, flamey, itchy feet. Athlete's foot. They put cream on. Nothing happens. It got worse. And then they went to a specialist, and they're like, you got worms in your feet.
And what happened in the end of the story? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, you got to go to the doctor. But it's the idea is that you've got to get a parasitic worm infestation out of your feet.
If you do not want to have an appetite for noodles, Google hookworms and foot. I knew this was a mistake to Google.
Yeah, it's been viewed more than 2 million times. It's disgusting.
Is it worse than spiders? Inside of you?
I think the worst ones are those bow flies that lay things in people.
Stop.
It almost looks like blackheads.
Nope. Yes, those are
disgusting. But you zoom in and it's 1,000 holes and each one of them has a larvae in it.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's disgusting.
I just made myself sick. I have that tangy feeling. Tangy, you know, you get that sweet, like, ooh, I feel pukey. I think I'm going to vomit.
Coming up the back of your throat.
Ooh, yeah. Excellent. This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hey, here's an anniversary today. 1975, it's the anniversary of that tornado. Isn't that the one that cruised right down 72nd Street?
Yeah, hit Omaha. So if people are new here and you're like, well, has Omaha ever got hit by a big tornado? I mean, yeah. In the city proper. I mean, imagine a big, like, F4 going up 72nd Street.
Oh, my gosh.
From, like, center, heading north.
In the daytime.
It took the roof off Creighton Prep. We used to have a track at Exarban. The original idea was the horse track. And the photo, you see the giant images you've seen of tornadoes. The massive funnel. And it's... The concourse at Exarban is full of people in the middle of the day watching horse racing.
Yes,
and it obviously switched directions or it would have hit.
Yeah, absolutely would have destroyed it all, even so.
Amazing the amount of fatalities. It was just like a handful of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it did a lot of damage. 1975, May 6th.
Yeah, and it's weird because over there in that area of like Pacific and 72nd, I guess it would be east of 72nd, so there's a lot of homes over there that didn't have basements. They're building, starting to build homes without basements. Well, that changed quickly.
No fast, kidding.
You know, it's like, oh, I don't have a basement. Where do you hide?
Yeah. I mean, that's why. Yeah. What's funny is people don't seem as spooked by tornadoes.
No.
But I think it depends on how old you are in Omaha, how close you were. It must have been to 75.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that obviously freaked out our parents. Because when I was a little kid, mom and dad went bananas.
Yeah, you'd go downstairs.
About tornadoes. And the older I got, the further away I got from their fear of like, why do we freak out about these things? Because we hadn't personally experienced one. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's exactly it.
So when I moved down to, I lived briefly in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they don't have basements down there.
And oh, wow.
I know, but listen to the way we react to it. That I was like, you guys don't have basements? And they're like, no, why are you scared? I'm like, isn't this Tornado Alley?
Yes,
and they're
it
like,
is.
Yeah, it is. I'm like, but you guys don't have basements.
You got
like,
a basement?
We can't dig down there.
Yeah.
I'm like, but it's tornadoes. And there are no basements.
They're so like, what do they do?
We go to shelters that are above the ground, Jeff. We figure it out. What are you, a tornado expert suddenly?
Yes. No. What?
Yeah, I had to get briefly. It's like baked in if you're a native Omahan.
About the, they're like, about hey, the get basement. It together. Get it together.
Because we all had to hide under the stairs when we were a kid.
Yeah, my parents put a blanket, a little radio with a battery, and water. And that's what we did.
We're still supposed to be doing that.
Yes, we are.
Did you hear the sirens yesterday? They went off at
yeah, but I ignore them. I heard them going off. But I just was like, eh, whatever. What is it? You know, which we shouldn't be doing. We should probably be paying attention closer. You know, at least I should have at least went to my phone and was like, all right, is there a tornado coming? Because I'm
right.
I don't
or is
have
this
a
just
window.
A practice?
Yeah. But yeah.
No, it's crazy. If it's Wednesday.
It's practice.
It's 11 a.m. You hear, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's clearly 11 a.m. on a Wednesday in Omaha.
Unless Mother Nature wants to get really mean and right. decide to coordinate.
Exactly.
In which what case, happens? She is just evil.
The mother of all storms, if she drops an F5 on us at an 11 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
She's like, what?
She's going stealth.
Yes. Oh, did you have something planned? Weird.
Weird. I almost said I love sirens, but I knew where that would go, so I didn't.
I love
say
sirens.
It. Exactly.
Add it to the list. Dumb Fact Thursday.
Not a siren guy. You know, I'll be honest with you, I am not a siren person.
Really?
I'm telling you, I was golfing. They're all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one right above Elmwood Golf Course by the clubhouse. And that went off on a Wednesday a couple years ago, the test one. I thought it was going to blow my ears out. I'm like, I don't know how anyone could live near this thing.
Dude.
I mean, I almost wanted to put my hands on my head and crawl on the ground and go fetal until it was over. It was so loud. I mean, if you live near one of those, do you have to move?
Jeff, when I lived on 168th in Maple.
You had one.
There was one right by my apartment.
Remember, I lived across to the other side of the street.
Yes. That thing went off all the time. I was like, but most of the time, it would just chirp like a fire alarm. Battery's dead.
What we're talking people is about 170 something in Maple.
Yep. There's that one right there.
But that kind of is when you lived out there and I lived out there. To me, that's our Tornado Alley.
Yeah, because that's where everything would hit.
Storms tend to develop and they come up from the south.
Yep.
and they hook around Omaha.
Yeah, because I would watch them. Yeah.
And they head northeast, mm-hmm. and they curve around out there. You see those line of storms coming. So I used to stand there on the back deck and look up and wait for that siren to go off. And when that sucker went off across the street, I went and hid.
You knew to hide.
Because we got traumatized by our parents. Because they got freaked out by the tornado of 75.
I don't have protection downside. Maybe I should...
You don't have any prophylactics? I got rubbers down here in case we don't make love. I got a shortwave radio, some water, and some blankets. And again, to circle back, there's a bowl of condoms there.
I feel so safe from the tornado.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Big Party, DeGan, and Molly.
Yeah. In the morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Yo, it's the Big Party Morning Show.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
In the morning.
Waking up.
Time to spill the tea
on the Big Party Morning Show.
So next up from the Disney Plus spectacular is Loki. Marvel's Loki is the next offering that they've got after they just did WandaVision was the limited series and then Falcon and Winter Soldier. Loki is going to be a little bit different. It's premiering on Wednesdays instead of Fridays. Wednesday, July 9th will be the first episode
of Loki.
Tom Hiddleston went ahead and unveiled that. I just, you know, ever since he dated Taylor Swift, it's just been too much Tom Hiddleston. But he is the god of mischief, you know. So Loki is Thor's brother. No word on if, you know, we can get some Chris Hemsworth sightings.
Some Thor action in there.
I would love it, but I don't
know. Is there room for Loki? I mean, are there Loki fans that are...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there are. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. Loki's got a big... He's very charming. You know, I mean, and he had a big part in a lot of the Avengers movies. So
where are they? They're on the other side of like the Frost Bridge or something. What's the bridge?
Yes, Valhalla.
Valhalla.
The idea is that, you know, this is Norse gods and
that area seems very unfun. It's not. I you would imagine there to be some comfy couches and stuff. It just seems like it's very barren.
Which area?
It's very lush.
Where Thor is from, or maybe I'm thinking of a different.
Maybe you're thinking of someplace, because it's like huge palaces. That's where Odin, mm-hmm. you know, the one-eyed god of the world or whatever, and then Thor's his son. And I mean, I don't want to be all nerdy, but...
Sorry, you're turning on so many dudes listening.
If you're really interested, you could pick up the Norse God book by Neil Gaiman, which is an interesting look at the Norse mythology. Very fascinating and a good read. Tiger King star Carol Baskin is getting into cryptocurrency. Take that, Dogecoin. There needs to be something for those feline friends out there. Cat-themed crypto coin called Scat.
Scat.
Which is poop, right? I mean, yes. Scat is usually a technical term for animal feces.
Mm-hmm. I thought so, yeah.
Does scat mean something else here? Isn't it
That's just the name. It's like a dollar sign is the S, and then it's cat. And the idea is that it's her big cat rescue animal sanctuary. So it's not really a cryptocurrency.
She's done everything she can. Why don't to stay
just do
relevant.
I would do Carol Coin, and the emblem on it is Carol Baskin.
Yes,
she calls it a currency instead of
well,
a currency.
Well, there you go. See, I like you should have led with currency. Yeah. It's cryptocurrency, and it should be cat coin.
Yeah, cat coin.
Is there a cat coin?
No, nope. Not yet. And I think that's why she's trying to jump on that, because of the dog.
How about idiot coin?
There you go.
All
the idiot coin.
John Mulaney is getting back to stand up. He was in rehab for a while, and the very successful stand up comic now is getting back to work. Hopefully, they'll be recording it because it's out in New York City.
His
and he's
first
gonna be
show
performing.
Immediately sold out.
Yeah.
Yes.
All sold out, he said.
All sold out. I was really hoping that, you know, this would be the start of a tour. Hopefully John has, you know, been taking good care of himself. Pete Davidson is apparently getting rid of all of his tattoos, which is going to be a real time suck because he is covered in ink.
And bad tattoos at that.
Yes.
I mean, they're ugly.
Not
awful.
Great tattoos.
Well, he says he needs it for roles. So I really liked him in King of Staten Island, but it's like, settle down. How many roles are standing in your way? Is the tattoo standing in the way?
Agreed. Yeah.
I think people want to cast you as a tattoo kind of guy. And that was literally his character in King of Staten Island. He was a tattoo artist.
Yes, he was. And it
he was
perfectly.
Trying to get hired by Machine Gun Kelly, another tatted up dude.
Another tatted up dude. You should be his agent. He needs a different agent, I think. I don't know. I mean, come on.
Machine Gun Kelly's making it work. He's getting all, he's always booking gigs, and he's a total comic strip as well.
I would love that. I would love to be Matthew McConaughey's character as the agent in Tropic Thunder. Perfect. You know, you're the guy between the studio and the actor.
Like, hey, come on.
Because actors are kind of flighty, and all you got to do is
for
be
the
like,
YOU.
Just be real.
For the YOU, buddy, like Tom Tugger Nuts. Come on, you working on those tears, buddy? Come on, say it with me.
Such a good gig.
Wouldn't you love to have that kind of person in your life?
Yeah, I'm thinking about hiring you.
Like your own representation. Who's like, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
It's nice.
How's that back doing, buddy? We doing those stretches they give you?
Some of them are catty, though. I mean, I had an agent, and as nice as they could be, they could also be like, oh, somebody had a burger for lunch this day. You know, I mean, like, then you also had, like, the flip side. You're like, fine, I will shed 5 pounds by the time I get to that audition.
That sounds awful.
I will wire my mouth shut.
Maybe it was just because you had ketchup all over your face or something like that.
I think it was. I think the giveaway was the fact that I walked into the office eating. What? You don't think I should go for that lead? not right for me?
Tattoo removal sounds painful from what he describes it. I mean, you're taking it off via laser. It's like, I don't know. Not my cup of tea. All right, 938-9400. It's the end of the show. Tap that app, all right? You get that app. Mother's Day is on Sunday. We got a great package, and you can win that thing. But it's simple. Just put your name in, all right? Plus, we got another big trip coming up soon. All right.
And the open mic.
Open mic.
You can anonymously leave us a message. In fact, you could be the show's agent.
Yeah.
You can just tap the app, hit the button, and be like, hey, buddy, heard you growing a tail. Heard you growing a tail, buddy. How's that tail coming along?
Jeff's growing a tail, by the way. We're back.
KQCH Omaha. Tap that app to influence the music you want to hear on Channel 94.1.
And get your fave song alerts.
It's real influence.
Not that fake Insta stuff.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Today's going to be fantastic for me. I just got to share. Got to share. Because today I pick up a giant hog leg.
Hog leg.
Wow.
Yeah. Buddy Manuel and Katie. Katie's sweet Wylene's sister. They're getting married on Saturday. And I have the task of smoking a hog leg. And I will smoke anything.
Oh, my gosh. How long does that even take?
I don't know. And it's a... kind of nervous, you know, but there's a butcher in Fort Calhoun called Cure, which is by far one of the coolest butcher places I've ever been to in my life. I think it's fantastic. I wish he would move to Omaha. Anyway, I contacted him, and so he had a hog come in, and so they're going to cut off two legs, and I'm going to get to pick which one, but I'll probably just buy them both, you know, because I have a graduation coming up for Oliver, and I figured, why not?
Like, we've all had pulled pork sandwiches, but I just, does it come out of the leg?
The front does. This is now I'm learning all this because of this. The front is where the pulled pork is, right? That's the front leg. The back leg is where the ham is. So we got to kind of determine with the guy from Curie, he's fantastic. You know, because I feel like you could really dry out the back leg because of the ham issue, right? So yeah, I'm gonna have two hog legs sitting in the back seat of my car today.
You're getting two?
Yeah, I'm going to get two of them.
There's just one.
How much meat is that going to be?
I know. He still hasn't cooked his pig head.
I know. I'll do
he was going to make pig cheek or pig face.
A pig face tacos.
That he bought from Cure, and he hasn't made that yet.
Yeah, not yet. That's
what's
there.
A pig head? How big is a pig head?
Well, it's just half. It's skinned. And whoa. I saw it on a thing, and I was like, what do you do with that? And he told me at Cure that that is the best meat off of a pig is like the cheeks. And you roast it or whatever, and you just put it on a... on the middle of the plate, and you make tacos out of it. I'm like, wow,
I would
so
be like,
barbaric.
I don't want to cook it, but I'll eat a sandwich. You want to make one?
Just don't tell me it's hog face.
We got to get the meat off the face. It is weird, though, because it has one tooth sticking out of it. And I'm like, all right, that's weirding me out. And maybe you should saw that off.
That tooth comes in handy to finish the meal.
Yeah, could be. But it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. But yeah, if you guys want to check out a great butcher, I'm just going to say just Cure. It's called Cure. Find them on Facebook. They know how to make everything and anything from different countries, all that other stuff. They're just great. They're foodies.
I mean, but doesn't he make as much? Like, he doesn't even need the business.
No, probably
not. He had already ready-made business, and he makes...
He'll make
as much as demand.
Yeah,
he does. So we don't want to ruin this guy. We don't want a bunch of Omahoans.
Why not?
Heading on out.
Hey, man, if people want pig face and pig butt and leg and stuff, come on. Where else are you going to get it? Where else are you going to get pig face, Jeff?
I just don't want to put him on a business.
No, he'll be great. He will be just fine.
2 years from now or a year from now, he's like, I couldn't handle demand. I got so overrun by doing kids' birthday parties, and they all want pig leg now and pig faces. Everybody wants a pig face pie for their birthday.
Oh, yes.
And I couldn't handle it, and I had a nervous breakdown.
Well, it's not everybody. Some people want the business.
And went vegan.
It's crazy. You walk in there, Molly, it's at, you know, the size of the studio. It's about that big. And they've got meats cured just everywhere, hanging everywhere. You never would have thought.
You're in heaven.
Oh, I'm in heaven. You walk in and you smell meat. I might even grab you a Wagyu, Jeff. They got Wagyu meat.
Please
in
do.
There. I will grab you a Wagyu strip or something today. But yeah, it's pretty cool. So I'm excited. I'm really excited.
So you're headed to the meat store.
Yeah, the meat store. I love meat stores. And I'm not going to be afraid of saying I love it. I love meat.
Huh.
Imagine if we could bring so much joy to somebody's wedding if they were getting Jeff leg.
Like one of your legs?
Just saw me into various pieces.
Don't ruin
And I'm off to like five or six parties this weekend. Someone's having Jeff face.
Ooh.
Oh. Like you got to eat.
You ever had Jeff face?
The cheek.
The cheek.
That's the best meat on Jeff.
The Jeff tail. Have you ever had Jeff tail?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's full of fluid.
Ooh.
You have Jeff nuts, you know. People eat nuts. So
these nuts?
Yeah, these nuts.
I mean, that animal has a family.
Maybe have some Famunda cheese. Let's not ruin it.
It's not ruin too late. It.
That pig has a family.
It's, well.
That family out there is like, where's Jason? No, what happened to Jason?
Don't think like that.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941. Every day for us is a day to celebrate the strong women in our lives.
She's the best thing that you'll ever have.
But moms gotta have their own special day. And Channel 94.1 is here to help you glow up the mom in your life
for Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Dinner at Charlie's on the Lake.
A gift bundle from Soaring Wings Vineyard and Brewing.
A smile tune-up from Capehart Dental.
A little love from Aslan Med Spa.
And a day at Adventureland for the fam.
Just tap that app to win.
Channel 94.1 Omaha in your app store.
I love you, Mom.
And glow up the mom in your life.
Hey, it's a big party in the game.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, and we thank you, of course. You can get our podcast on the app. Just tap that app. And at our website, channel941.com. There you go. That's what you get. Learned a lot today.
So much.
Yeah. You learned that Molly loves flowers.
I do.
She also loves space, but she loves space, but she does not want to go to space.
Yeah. Exactly. Space from a distance. Space with space.
And we learned that she has a tattoo. How many years have we been working together?
You knew I had one.
I was not sure. Party, I think, knew, but I was not aware. I don't think we've ever seen it.
No, because it's like, you know... In the bathing suit area.
A lady needs to hold on to some mysteries.
Yes, I guess you're right.
After all of these years.
Do we sell that to youth anymore? I remember when we were younger, they would say that women should be mysterious, right? Isn't that a cautionary tale? Women should be... Hold on to some mysteries, right? To make you more alluring to fellas.
Like, yes. Don't open up the picnic basket and take it all. Mysterious.
Right.
You get farther. You get farther with that, too, by the way.
And Party likes...
Meat.
Meat.
Yeah.
Anything that's made out of food.
More meat.
Jeff has a tail.
I have a tail.
Yes, your tail is getting bigger from what you...
The tail...
is growing.
The fog is getting thicker. And Jeff's tail is getting wider.
Tomorrow, you might be able to wag that puppy. It's growing pretty quick. It's
agitated.
Like,
excited.
Somebody has to mention that I'm going to go for a W-A-L-K. W-A-L-K. Speed dog.
Throw a ball. Crosser. I don't know. We'll see. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You guys have a safe day and do yourself good.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show.
I wake up every morning
with the Big Party Morning Show.
At all.
Bedhead is the new job interview hair. You know when people come in all squeaky clean and you're like, do you have a job interview? And they're like, I do.
Don't tell anybody. So out of here.
Don't tell Jerry.
That is sad, though. I mean, Bounce does that about once a month. Bounce, our afternoon guy, will come in without a hat, looking like he showered for once. And then you instantly want to say, you looking for a job?
And he'll go, no, Party.
I just finally showered. It's that one time a month I do. I hose off in the backyard.
Big Party, DeGan, and Molly.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.